This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Well, it's that time of the week again, and we talk to our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Now, normally, Richard Pascoe is on the dog and bone, but because he and my good friend Ralph came up to surprise me for my birthday on Thursday, to have a look around and all of that sort of thing, we're going to do our normal tech guy podcast live in the studio. G'day, Richard.
Hello, Paul. It makes you easier to me today. It really does, because we're right in front of you today.
It's fantastic.
Because people stop me now and go, what did you say? Like they say to you, you know.
Guess what? I can still beep you.
It's a controversial podcast that we do.
Oh, well, it is at times. It can get that way, and it's going to get even more because Ralph is here.
What, you beep each other?
We do.
Well, we have to beep him because he comes up with stuff that's inappropriate sometimes. I've tried to tell him.
There's anything that we would do that would be inappropriate, I find that hard to believe.
Have you ever had a Sunny Boy ice block lately?
Oh, you really knew which to take out.
Well, see, I've beeped that already. It's already beeped. This is the sort of, folks, this is the sort of stuff I have to put up with. Now, Ralph, just take a break for a little while.
Okay.
I want to talk to you. Now, before we get into what you, well, you know, we normally talk about, and we've got some interesting things to talk about, I want to put a question to you. We've been getting, Marion and I have been getting so many calls from 02 numbers, 03 numbers, English numbers. And it's nobody on the other end of the line. What is happening? It seems to be happening on your phone, Ralph's phone, my phone, Marion's phone.
Everybody's phone is getting these at the moment.
Tell us what it is. Is there something we can do about it? And is it dangerous?
The Australian government at the moment is trying to stop spam calls coming through. So we've got to commend them for going along and doing that. So, you know, what we really is people can go along and bogus companies overseas can actually buy phone numbers. And that's what they do because people succumb to these sort of things where you can go along and with Bitcoin and they'll say, do you want to invest in Bitcoin? I know you're getting heaps of those, aren't you, Ralph?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you talked to them once, didn't you?
I made that mistake.
And that's a mistake that people should basically learn from as well, Paul, that if you give these people an inch, they will never forget your phone number. They will get you. Because if we can keep you talking long enough, we can convince you it's a good thing.
If you answer them, they're not, while you're chatting, getting all your information off your phone and all that. They're not doing that.
It's about you giving them personal details. Now, I talked to somebody last week who explained to me how intelligent he was first, but he did get scammed out of $10,000. And actually went along, after talking to these people, and so what he said, doing his research online, scanned in his driver's license and sent it to them for identification, verify his identity.
Dear. So the idea is ignore them, but if you happen to make the mistake of answering like Ralph did, they're going to pester you for quite some time.
It's about engaging in a conversation. They will sound intelligent. They will sound very good to go along and try and get you to talk to them. Because the longer you talk to them, the more they can convince you. If we want these things to stop, the easiest way is just to hang up or not answer it.
I'm blocking the caller as well. Does that help in any way?
Up to a point, but they just change numbers because they do a mass dial of numbers. So if you can imagine people sitting in an enormous call centre and what they would dial 100 numbers at a time. And if you pick up, you become a live one. I reckon they move your number to another board that we've got you in some respect.
And it's happening to you?
Well, yeah, even yesterday when we flew in, the phone rang as soon as I turned the phone back on, and it was somebody telling me that my eBay purchase had been successful and they had billed my credit card $340-odd. And if I just pressed 1, I could dispute it or press 2. Whoa. And I said to Richard, hey, mate, he went, hang up.
Yeah.
Because if Ralph had gone along and said disputed it, they said, and Ralph, what's your credit card number? And Ralph would have said, it's 4564890.
Hey, don't give it out.
Well, actually, I can tell you something. When I was married, my former Texan bride had her credit card stolen, but I never reported it because the thief was spending less than she did.
That's a good one. And now, okay, let's go on to other things. And we've got Windows 10. And you're asking, what version do you have?
A lot of people out there will not realise that Microsoft send down two versions of Windows 10 a year, two brand new versions for people, which is good. It's about keeping you up to date and secure. But a lot of people don't know what version they're on. So I'll put all these details are up on the website. If you go into on your computer, if you go into your settings tab and then system and have a look at the about tab, which is on the left side of the page, it will tell you. Now, I've seen some systems in the last couple of months that begin with 18. That means they're 2 years old. Now, when you're on 18, it means you can't install some software on your computer because it says, we're not doing this. You're too far behind now. So it's about right. you keeping Windows up to date. And yep, I understand it's supposed to be done automatically, but in some cases it will never do it because you've got an issue with your computer. You might have malware on there, so you've got malware viruses. Your antivirus software might be on your computer and might block it. Some of the ones that do it are Avast, AVG, and Avira, and regular listeners of me know I loathe those three antivirus products. I think they're terrible. You decided to upgrade Windows 10 when it first came out. It was a poor upgrade. Things went wrong when it all happened on there as well. Or you've got a failing hard drive, so your hard drive is damaged. All of those things can be fixed, and it's important that you do fix them and keep up to date with Windows 10.
Now, we move on to scams, and we were just talking about that initially with those phone calls, but around Christmas time, they bring out the Xmas scams.
And they, if you look at your inbox at the moment, your emails will be skyrocketing in junk email. It really would. So it's about you going along and making sure, one, never ever click a link in an email. If it's, you know, if it says we can get this for $100 and it's normally $900, the warning bells have got to go off on there, Paul, and go along and say, hey, I'm not going to click this link in that email. What I'm going to do is, if it's for, let's say, a shopping site, I'm going to open that shopping site up in the browser, have a look, log in if I've got an account, and the offer should be there for me. They don't send offers through emails. That's number one. SMS, you're going to see an explosion in those over Christmas. We see it every year. There is a problem with your banking. There is a problem with your Apple ID.
Yeah.
Click here to go along and reset it. When you do, we'll take the Apple ID one, for example. It says, oh, we need you to confirm your credit card details in there, and you give them your credit card details. Goodbye credit card, because the bank will shut you down straight away. So that's number two. Number three, stop believing you're getting a bargain. People, I see something on Facebook and I think I'm going to get a bargain all the time. You're not going to get a bargain. I'm still waiting for a Halloween projector that I ordered off of Facebook April this year. I don't think it's coming, Paul.
So you didn't follow your own advice.
I was just I was tempted by this one.
Oh.
And we've sent emails back and forth, but no.
Halloween projector, as in putting out
a little small projector, and it was going to put ghosts and ghoulies all over the wall.
Right. And it never
ghoulies as in ghosts.
Yeah, and yes. It never turned up.
It had never turned up.
The wall has been blank ever since.
Yeah.
Stop believing the bank can get your money back. Right. People always go along and think the bank will go along and help me no
well,
matter what I
they,
do.
They will help you on some occasions with credit cards if there's fraud.
You've been a complete idiot nowadays, and you let somebody log onto your computer, somebody go along and have a look inside, and or you've spent money elsewhere. Banks are going along now and saying you need to get a letter from a tech guy to go along and say they've cleared it, they've lectured you. Then they'll try and get your money back, especially with big dollar amounts.
Mm.
And the lastly is stop entering your credit cards in unsecure sites. Unsecure sites are sites on the internet that don't have that padlock up in the top left-hand
yes.
corner.
Look for the padlock.
No padlock, no shop, no bank.
We're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, who we normally have on the phone, but he is sitting right here in the studio. And sitting alongside him is Ralph Hadzik, who my mates from Adelaide, who came up for my birthday. And Richard, it's just lovely to have you in the studio. It is.
It's lovely to be here,
yeah,
Paul.
It's just terrific. This next one is unusual because I thought you would never have problems just charging your device, right? Because you just plug it into the... But you're saying be careful when charging.
Be very careful. We just had this story of a poor girl who died when she was charging her iPhone in the bath.
Good God.
I can't. Now, who was saying, I think it was Marion, who was saying about somebody had a PowerPoint? It was you.
No, it was Marion was talking about somebody, she knew somebody who had a PowerPoint inside the shower.
Inside the shower.
Yes.
You know, electricity, it's an old thing, it's an old cliche, but electricity and water do not mix.
They don't mix.
So you're saying that, you know, people got to keep those anything electrical out of the bathroom.
Out of the bathroom. And we get people as well who will go along and charge their phones while underneath their pillow at night because they can hear the vibration.
This is not good.
Vibration come through. And if you've got a dodgy charger, so you bought one of those terrible cheap $3 chargers from certain shops that have been imported from certain countries as well, that don't charge on a steady rate, can cause fires as well.
Yes, we've heard of those too, haven't we?
We have.
Absolutely.
So talk to your kids about it. Talk to your partner about it as well.
It's all about changing their habits, really.
It is too.
Bad habits.
Yes.
Yeah. Talking to Richard Pascoe, Christmas tips. Now, this is great because last time we spoke, you were telling us about Christmas gifts and people got a lot out of that. So what's your Christmas tips for this year?
Number one, be prepared. If you have to build anything on Christmas Day, for the love of God, Google it. Make sure you know how to build it, because there is nothing worse than your spouse or your family standing around while you're trying to construct something, calling you an idiot because you can't do it on Christmas. It sets Christmas Day off on a bad mood.
It does.
So make sure you do some research. If you're buying anything for your kids or a spouse that needs to connect to the internet to set up in the first place, or you're visiting somewhere to give out presents that doesn't have the internet, you will be in trouble. Unwrap. Set them up beforehand. That will avoid tears on Christmas Day. Unsure of what you want to buy a techie person in your life,
right?
Buy them a gift card, because we hate everything. No matter what you buy us, we've got it. We don't need it. We don't want it.
It's a case of buying something that you've got everything, basically. You're only interested in tech stuff anyway.
Yes.
And us trying as mere amateurs to come up with your gift, forget about it.
If you've got gamers in the family as well and you think, I'll go out and buy them a new game, stop. They all download them now. So there are lots of shops offering cheap games out there as well. We don't need those as well. So what you do is you buy them a subscription to their gaming service, such as the Xbox Game Pass. And lastly, if it needs batteries, buy them before Christmas Day. Don't go running around.
The old, does it come with batteries?
Does it
or
come
batteries
with,
included?
And buy some extra batteries. Because there is nothing worse than running out of something that needs batteries on Christmas Day, especially if you're buying a present for the wife.
Ralph's going to say something for
Well, you know.
As soon as you mention batteries.
You know the diagram. They tell you how to put the batteries in this way, that way, this way, that way.
Yep.
My great-grandfather made an absolute fortune because he's the guy that invented the diagram to show you how to put the batteries
in. That's funny. My uncle invented the diaphragm.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but anyway, you say.
Okay, no, that's it. Yeah, he made a lot of money.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very rare for you to be serious.
Well, no. And then my father and I, of course, did the experiments because my father was Muslim. And so profits are through the roof on that.
Right, that's going to be beeped. Anyway, batteries, huh?
Batteries.
Good stuff.
Buy often, buy early.
Good stuff. We're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, and having interruptions by Ralph. Ralph Hadzik, who used to be Fat Cat.
Oh, hello.
He used to be Fat Cat. It must have been frustrating when you were Fat Cat not to be able to speak.
No, it really wasn't frustrating.
Oh, okay.
No, the only time it got frustrating, my dear, dear friend Jane Riley, who came in to work with us on Fat Cat and Friends and Early Birds, she could never quite work out what the cat was trying to say. And we'd be in shopping centers doing appearances, and all the kids knew what the cat was trying to say, but she could never get it. And you just want to just shout in her face. You got over that urge after a while. I found that taking those tablets helped me fantastically.
Yes.
And Fat Cat would have struggled back then to go along if you gave him an iPhone, an iPad, hitting the paw on the screen, because it just doesn't work.
It doesn't work. You need the real raw finger.
You need, yeah.
Absolutely.
Or
yes. And that's beeped.
That's beeped.
Anyway, we shall move on. Now, the Christmas tips, are they different to the Christmas suggestions for presents, or is that the same?
If you haven't bought your present by now, shame on you. You should have bought it beforehand.
Still got a week to go.
Well, hang on a minute. I'm here to prove that a man can do all his Christmas shopping at 4:30 on Christmas Eve and be done by 5 o'clock.
Come on. Thank you, service station.
Yeah. You know, when I went the other direction, I was thinking he's a burglar who's going around stealing his Christmas. You're talking about a service station.
No, no, I'm talking about I can just, in Adelaide Rundle Mall, I can just go right and do it all in 30 minutes.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smashing a window here
and there. I once knew a girl that went out with a bikie and they were looking at this fabulous diamond ring in the jewelry store, and he pulled a brick out and he smashed the window and he got it for her. And they were walking past the fur store and she liked that fur coat, and he pulled another brick out and he smashed it and took the fur. And as they were walking past the Ferrari shop, she said, "I'd like one of those." He said, "What, you think I'm made out of bricks?"
Right, that is good. Hey, listen, as we get to what is not around anymore, yes. You go first because I haven't got one this week. I've forgotten.
Oh, God. Some of the things we talked about this year has been amazing. It really is, you know, for things. But one of the things we've never addressed is, because we've got Google now, we don't have any encyclopedia salesmen anymore.
Encyclopedia Britannica. And the guy... Hello, I'm from Encyclopedia Britannica. Can I come in?
We had Funkin' Wagnalls.
Yeah, of course you would.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have a normal encyclopedia.
Funkin' Wagnalls was a big thing.
It was. Look it up in your Funkin' Wagnalls.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
Rowan and Martin's Laugh in 1968.
Was there really a Funkin' and a Wagnalls?
No, there was.
Funkin' Wagnalls encyclopedias.
These two blokes.
Yeah, and they were the big competition to the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, and they had competitions. Maybe they would see each other in the street and it'd be like, you know, like a gunfight.
It'd be like the Macquarie Dictionary versus the Oxford Dictionary.
Oh.
And there's another thing you don't see around anymore.
A dictionary. No.
And street directories?
No, you mentioned that last week.
We did too. Didn't we? But inside, but hey, you know, I had an ex-partner and she convinced me to listen to the Encyclopedia Salesman. I did subscribe to the Encyclopedia Britannica. So if anybody wants one, if you can just email me, we'd gladly sell it to you because I've still got them at home. They're all out of date now, but leather bound.
Well, I never needed to have encyclopedias because my wife knew everything.
Like, that's true. I can vouch for that. Now, I have thought of something that are out now because we don't use them very much, is diaries. That you write into a diary.
I still use a diary.
Do you really?
A paper diary, like a book? Yes, I do. My diary goes everywhere with me.
Okay, but you can do it on your phone now.
Pardon me?
You can do it on your phone. You're deaf as well.
What?
Oh, dear.
They're diaries we don't tend to... Some of us don't tend to use them anymore. It's all electronic now, so no matter what device we pick up, they're all there. But you can still buy diaries, still run down and grab yourself a paper diary.
I'll tell you another thing. I could have saved it for next week because now I'm showing off.
Uh-oh.
Another thing, calendars.
Oh, I use a calendar every day.
Of course you do, because you live in the past.
You get those novelty calendars as well with girls on the front.
No, you usually got that from a smash repair
place.
That's
right, yeah. You always got that from the car yard and whatever else.
Yeah.
How many have you had? Oh, lots. I had lots of cars because I had the chauffeur business. But I, and then there's something else that I use regularly because I love pasta. I use my colander.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what a colander is?
Yes, it's that thing you strain your spaghetti in. Oh, dear. You're right, it is the black label.
It is the black label edition on there as well.
Now, you haven't got this week the crap tech item of the week.
No, because it's Christmas time.
So there's no crap tech items
crap
around?
No.
That's all wonderful.
Nothing's ever wonderful, Paul.
All right.
I will say the most overpriced thing I have seen.
Yes.
Is the new Apple AirPod Max.
Right.
So they're over-the-ear headphones. I was talking to Marion last night. She said she's ordering some, but after you've heard this, she'll probably send them all back. $899 for a set of over-the-ear headphones.
What's that mean? Well, what are they?
They're headphones.
Yes.
That play music.
Right. Well, I've got a set of headphones. It plays music. All I do is plug it into anything.
Sound quality is supposed to be absolutely superb on there, but $899, far too much.
Too much. Who makes that?
Apple.
Apple?
Yes.
You normally don't say anything nasty about Apple.
Oh, I think they've gone way over the top, and I think a couple of years' time, I think you'll see this price come down.
Yes. All right. Is that, so that's it?
That's it.
I think we just finish up with maybe wishing everybody who listens to the podcast a happy Christmas and a terrific new year. I'd like to do that. And I know that
I would like to thank all the Fab FM loyal listeners who tune into this podcast and your show every week. A wonderful Christmas and new year. And am I back next year?
I've still got to talk. My people got to talk to your people about the contract because there has been a little bit of contract problems.
Conflict.
It's really mainly because of what you want. You know, the jelly beans a certain colour, the water that has to come from the Swiss Alps, the trailer that you've requested. Because you're never here. You want a trailer
They've
where
got
you
a trailer. Oh, yes.
So I think, look, you're going overboard, but I'm sure it all can be worked out.
You've never worked with Beyonce? Hello.
Yes, now you did drive Beyonce around.
She drove me around the bend, but 9 different types of tissues, 11 different types of chewing gum, device to plug in, the vehicle's at 22 degrees constant. But that was just the easy stuff. You know, there's a lot more. And look, I would also like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And it's nice to be up here. And it was great to be able to do a day of country music. And I just wanted to remind everybody of the four wise men that came to visit Jesus.
Lovely that you do this for Christmas.
Yeah, well, there were four. There was gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But they threw out the fourth guy because he brought fruitcake.
Okay, that's it?
That's it.
You don't have any more.
You want more?
No, I don't. I think we'll leave it at that stage. So, Ralph, thank you for coming up and surprising me for my birthday, giving me the little card that said, when it comes to how amazing you are, I have no words.
No words.
Hi, Paul. Surprise, Ralph and Richard. It was a great surprise when you turned up at Choo Choo's. Thank you, guys. And
Thank you for having us, Paul.
And your family have a wonderful Christmas.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
And a wonderful Christmas to everybody listening in on the podcast. And we'll be back with Richard if we can sort that contract out. Lawyers. They're going to earn more money out of this contract than you and I.
They are, dude. But I've got this woman who used to represent Tony Mockbill.
Oh, good.
Hey, listen, my lawyer in Texas, his name was Haywood Yasumi, and the Yasumi family, they were good. I'd say, Haywood, and he'd say, yes, Ralph, and I'd say, let's go sue those people. He said, that's what my name is.
I can't top that. Bye.
Bye. Bye.